Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company announces its new e-learning system, a free online tool to help policyholder owners simplify safety training and OSHA reporting and reduce accidents and injuries in their workplace. Learn more at WorkSafeTexas.com.
You know, we're really struck by the earnings we saw out of Dallas-based Hilltop Holdings. It's a fascinating company. You know, Plains Capital, well, that's part of it. You remember the old Southwest Securities? Well, it's Hilltop Securities. That's part of it. And First Southwest, and also an enormous arm, the old underwriting arm that was there. And they came with outstanding numbers. So what's so good about it? The co-CEO is Alan White. Of course, he's also chairman of the board of Plains Capital. And joined us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, well, it's good to be here. We released our numbers today. They were big numbers, $62.5 million for the quarter. It's probably one of the biggest quarters we've had. And, you know, things just kind of seem to be clicking along. You know, the banks of Texas regional deal, and we're just blessed that we live in Texas and the economy that we're operating within, and so, you know, gives you pretty good loan growth and gives you, you know, our portfolio is clean, so as long as you got a good economy, all those things happen. So
and of course, the outside world always thinks that, oh my gosh, the oil and gas business is gonna cripple those Texas banks.
Not much. It hasn't really affected the Texas banks whatsoever. We're in Houston. We're actually growing in Houston. So oil and gas business hasn't really hurt us at all. Dallas-Fort Worth, like, you know, I don't need to tell you, is booming. Austin's booming. Those are real growth areas for us. So the bank's done very well. The mortgage business, which is a nationwide business, continues to do well, and we're a purchase lender. So a lot of people buying houses. Second quarter is always a big quarter for us, and, again, we performed well. And then the broker-dealer, which is a securities business, the municipal finance business, the clearing business, the retail business, you know, is doing well, had a good operating margin. And we have a small insurance company. Normally, second quarter is not good because of storms. But when you put it all together, you know, it comes out pretty good. So, you know, we're pleased with the results. And we're about $13.5 billion in loan size. So, you know, we're pleased with that. And the way things seem to be going.
You know, it doesn't sound like you're very beholden to interest rates, because interest rates are slipping back down again. I thought that hurt lending institutions.
Well, no. Just the opposite. As rates go up, you know, our ability to be able to increase our spread on loans is better.
Yeah, sure.
When rates come down, it squeezes it. So now they're going up. You know, it improves our net interest margin. And, you know, that's constantly improving as rates go up. The rates have been low for a long time. I don't see much of a change now till the end of the year, and there may not be a change then just because of, you know, what's going on, whatever's going on in Washington, I'm not sure. But we've enjoyed that. And the brokerage, Hilltop Securities, when rates move, they've got a lot of liquidity, and they keep a lot of people money under management, like $50 billion. So, you know, that liquidity and that money under management, there's a bump for us in that. So that's good for us in that, too. So, being in our business right now is pretty good.
Yeah, knowing you and your partners, Jerry and Jeremy Ford, you guys usually don't sit still very long. It's about time for another acquisition, isn't it?
Well, you know, we're looking, and, you know, you want to buy the right thing, and you want to pay the right price for it, and, you know, things can get out of kilter as far as people want and what you want to pay. And, you know, we're constantly looking for an opportunity. And one of these days, you know, we'll be able to, you know, mix the two together. We're sitting on about $500 million of excess capital. So we certainly have the resources to do it. We just got to be sure that we're patient to be able to get the right deal. So I say we're shopping, but we haven't been able to find something that we want or be able to come to terms on something we want. So But we're out there, and that's what we're intending on doing.
Tell me about the property and casualty insurance business. I know you've got National Lloyds and American
it's
Summit.
An underwriter, it's primarily in five states. It was a business that was there when all this stuff came together. It was the first thing there. And we insure low-cost dwellings across the Southwest, and we underwrite them. And so, you know, it's a business that will end up being profitable for the year, but it has seasonal swings. And as you know, the weather in our part of the country in the second quarter is never any good. Lots of hail and tornadoes and that kind of thing. So, you know, we normally take a loss in the second quarter, and then the first, third, and fourth quarters, you know, we make money, and we'll net out making probably $10, $12 million this year in that business. It's a small business. It's kind of a gnat on an elephant kind of deal.
Well, but maybe a growth vehicle. So it's really interesting. I didn't realize Hilltop Holdings had grown like it is. I see you're in 44 states, 465 locations.
Business is in 44 states and can do business in 50. The brokerage business is in like 12 states and 25 different locations. And, of course, the bank's in Texas, and we've got 62 locations in that. So, you know, we've got over 500 locations combined of all these things. We've got 5,400 people. Headquarters in Dallas for most all of them, the companies, but, you know, we're spread out and, you know, doing business across the country. So.
And just one last thing. You are Mr. Texas Tech. If there's anybody who's Mr. Texas Tech, it's you. And you're co-CEO of a company that's named after SMU.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. I guess I didn't really realize what Hilltop meant until it's too late.
Alan White.
Hi, David.
Alan White.
Sure, thank you.
Alan White, chairman of Plains Capital, co-CEO of Hilltop Holdings. I always enjoy the time. Thank you, sir.
Good to talk to you, David. Thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.